But hashtu the merachim adadi. Now that the two psukim are not close, they're far from one another. Ahani l'rebuya avaris kachovim. Didomi lo b'chol mili. It helps the klal at least to tell us that something else also. What? Avodah Zarah. That our chet of Avodah Zarah is like the chet of kofar of mekilas elohim, because both you're being kofar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's the Rabbanan's pshat. Rabbi Lozo, Dorish Riboy Umiuti, Dashin Zitzukim, but Torah are Riboy and Amiyat. That's his Kabbalah, how to dash into Torah. Now the Pesach says, Vuhu Mas Visolitha, Riboy. Mashm, any time a person is killed through Bezdin, any type of a mitzvah, after the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to hang him. Then the Pesach says, Ki Killas, which is Amiyat. Mashm, only here because he cursed Hashem. So, now that's a Riboy and Amiyat. Now, Ihevi, Mekarvela Dodi, the two Pesachim will be close to one another. True, even with a Riboy and a Miyat, at least one thing I would be merava, something that's close, like Avaris Kachovim. The Dami Lo B'Chomili, it's come out the same type of an Avera, you're being Kofar B'Yikar. But Hashtu the Merachim Adodi, now that these two words are far from one another, Ahani L'Rebuya Sharhan Eskolim. The Riboy, the Miyat, or Riboy helps at least to be marva anything that's miskolim. That's Rabbi Lozo's Russia. Therefore he says, anytime Bezdin stones somebody, after this skila, there's a mitzvah tliya to hang him. Now, Ha'ish Toilin, in the Mishneh to Machlekes, that the Tanakhama says, anish we hang a man, but, so Rabbi Lozo holds that we hang a lady also, just that by a lady, her face is kalpayetz. And the Chum say no, Ha'ish nitla, v'yenu isha nitlis. The Chacham say no, only a man is holy and not an Isha. Now, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan that they say when an Isha deserves skila, afterwards Bezdin does not hang her? On Makron, the Pesach says, V'solisa oisoi, you hang him. So diik is oisoi v'loy oisa. Him and not her. When a lady has a chiyah skila, there's no mitzvah tliya. V'yableza oisoi v'loy ksusoi. We had before, v'dashan oisoi him without his clothing. But it could mean an Isha also. For Rabbanan, Ihochi, you're right. Really, the word Oisoi should only be Mamayit, he should not have his clothing on. Elomakro, the Postik says though, V'chiyiya b'ish chet, it says Loshen, V'chiyiya b'ish. So, Diyik is ish v'loy isha. Only when a man has a chiyiv skila, then do we hang him. But by an isha, there's no mitzvah tliya. For the more now, how could Rebbe Lezer say even an Isha deserves Tliya? The Pesach says clearly, V'chiyyeh b'ish, mashman Isha, not an Isha. That's come to teach us that a Ben Sara Murray, he does not need Tliya. In other words, Ish means a Godol and not a Kotin. That's the Diyak. A Ben Sara Murray could be a Kotin, by there there's a Ptur, Ben Sara Murray. Rashi says, the Afagav de Beskila, also Kral Amute, the Chsiv Ish. O ben Sarah Mara Lehevi Ish, the Imhoyu Royal Lehoylid, Lehoyal Nidun, the Ksiv Ben has to be a child and not an Ish. For the Marva Tanya, we learned, Ben Sarah Mara Niskal Venitla Divir Ebeleza, obviously, clearly Ebeleza holds no, Ben Sarah Mara also deserves Taliyah. Rather, Elo Omer, so Kasha is wanting to do with the Posek Vichiyya, the Ish, Mashmoni Godol, an Ish, and not an Isha. Elo Omer of Nachem by Yitzchok. Le Rabbi is Ben Saramur, just the opposite. He used this post to teach us even a Ben Saramur. My time, what's the reason? The Yomakro v'chiyya b'ish chet. Ish v'loy ben. That means what? Only a man and not a ben. But chet means mi shalchoy nerad. Only upon a person that because of his chet, he deserves misam. Then there's a klal and ish and not a cotton. But yotze Ben Saramur sha'al shum saifoy nerad. The reason why the Torah says that Ben Sarah Murray deserves to be is not because of his chet right now. All he did was he stole some meat and drank some extra wine. For that alone, he doesn't deserve misa. But rather, it's al shum soifai. The Torah sees that such a child, he's going to end up doing terrible things. So therefore, we kill him now. Such a person, he deserves to have a tliya. Why? The Pesach says, l'chiyya v'ish chet. So ish is one meat, like not a cotton. And chet is mashm also, only if you're being killed because of your chet. And not like a Ben Sarah Murray, that's Al-Shem Saifai. So it comes down, it's a Miyat Acha Miyat, which the Klal is, V'yei Miyat Acha Miyat El Rabbis. Since there's two Miyutim here, the Chiyah Ish Chet, The word ish is a miyat, not a katan, and the word chet is a miyat, only if you're being killed because of your avera and not because of Hashem Seifai. So two miyutim means the rabbis that even a ben sarah mara also there's a mitzvah tliya. So that's what the Rebbe Elazar does with this pasuk. But in Isha he holds also there's a mitzvah tliya. Right. Oh yeah. Oh my Rebbe Elazar, v'alim ben shet shotach tola noshim. How could you say that Noshim do not deserve Taliya to be hung? Shema Chotach hung up 80 Noshim. Omer Chizda leishanu ela b'shtei misas. So the answer back, I can't bring a proof from him. But anyway, Bezin's not allowed to paskin two misas the same day. And here he paskin on 80 of them. So had it be a special Harosha, a special case, there he misa and he gave it, but not all over. Omer Chizda leishanu, when do we say we can't give two misas? Ela b'shtei nisas. If they're two different type of nisas, then Bezin the same day cannot paskin them both, because there's not enough time. We have to be mayan in each case. Abu b'nisa achas. If both cases deserve the same nisa, donin, then we could paskin. For the Gemara, no, that's not true. V'amaisa the Shimon ben Shotach, the nisa achas heavy. It was one nisa. They all deserve the same type of nisa. For Ka'omi, and they said to him, the ain't donin. In fact, from this case, you see it's something special, that usually Bezin does not paskin two in one day. And even though they all deserve the same Misa, so you see, even though people deserve the same Misa, still Bezin has no right to paskin two in one day. Ela rather, what he meant to say, Rav Chizda, was, Yitma, if he learns, Hochi Yitma, this is the way it should be learned. Loishonu, when do we say Bezin cannot paskin two? Ela b'misa achas, kein shtei misas. True, it's one type of a Misa, but there are two reasons why you deserve that Misa. Like for two different Chatoyim, then you cannot pass in the same day, even though they both deserve Skila. Echidomi, we're going Shtei Averis. We're two different Averis, even though they both deserve the same Misa. Avo b'Misa v'Erachonin. But if it's the exact same, two people were Mechala Shabbos, the exact same type of Navera, and they both deserve the same type of a Skila, then Bezin can pass in the same day. Whereas over here, by Shimon ben Shotach, the 80 ladies, they were mach shefois, and they deserved misa. But Rashi said, the first big line, kagoyin shteihem b'chil Shabbos, shteihem b'narim arosa, then donim. Then you can paskin as many as you want the same day. But ushmeinim noshim over here, by Shimon ben Shotach, lava ve'racha saw you. Hiike b'oiv, v'yike b'yidoin, v'yakos v'chokim ishtayim, the two dirkaderis. Therefore, the mach shefois, that some did this Avera, some did that Avera, so therefore was the question, how could he paskin all 80 the same day the Chayiv Misa? And the answer is, Harosha, you can't bring a proof from there. That's the Mosiv Ravada Barava. Ein donin shnayim v'yoynechad. You did not kill paskin two people the same day. V'yafilu, even in a case, v'noyev v'neyefes, where a man and a lady had niyuf. Even though there they both deserve the same Misa and the same chet. See, so even for the same type of an Avera, you cannot give two the same day. Mar says, no, Tigmar Chizda Babas Koyin Ubayala, that a Bas Koyin she deserves Sreifa, and the Bayala only gets Chenik. So therefore, there are two different Mises. Oy, or else, the Bas Koyin, the Zoym is Zimimimimimimim, that the Raidim Zimimim, and then the third pair came, who Mazmin, the first pair, that the first Adim are killed, and the Bas Koyin. So the Adim received the Mises of the Bayal Chenik, and the Bas Koyin deserves Sreifa. So again, since there are two different types of misas, you cannot do the same day. Tanya Reb Lozav ben Yaakovina. Shomati, I heard over that there's such a klal that Shebezdin makin v'yoinshin shloim min atayra. And sometimes Bezdin has permission to give somebody punishment, even though it's not midiraisa. In other words, there's a roya shah. Certain times the Bezdin sees fit to give somebody a punishment, even though the Torah does not give this person such a punishment, Bezdin has the right. I'll make the milta to teach people to stay away from this chet. You know, v'loy lavra divrei Torah. It's not the pshat chachamim are going against the Torah. Ela kadei lasoi siyag la Torah. They have right to put a fence, a gate around the Torah to teach people to watch themselves. Umaisa has happened once. V'yechad shirochav al sus b'Shabbos. He was once riding on a horse on Shabbos. V'yimei yavonim. Was an issue of the rabbanon only. It's only with the rabbanon. He's not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. V'yaviu lebezdin. They brought him to Bezdin. V'saklu. And they gave him skill. They killed him. Not that it was really fitting to deserve Misa. It's only a Shavuos, it's only Misa the Rabbanon. And that time the Jews were not Nizer in Shemira Shabbos, so they wanted to make a Migdal Milsa, teach them, be careful, so they had to give somebody Misa. Shuv Mais, the second Mais happened, B'yodim Echod, She'etiach Esishtoi, Tachas Ateina. He lived with his wife under the Teina, under the fig tree. He lived with his wife. But it was open, it wasn't so nice, it wasn't sneers. V'yaviyu lebezdin, they brought him to Bezdin, v'hokeh kuhu, and they gave him Malkus. Loi mifnei shiro lekach, not that he really did a chet, really it was his own wife, and she was okay, she was muta. But still, Elo shasho tzrich lekach. It was a priestess, it wasn't a nice thing to do, and the people all around at that time were having priestess, so he had to make a migdah milsa to teach them to stop. So therefore, Bezdin has a right to give a punishment of migdah milsa. Now the Mishnah says, exactly after we stoned the person, how do we now hang him up? The person's dead already. So, you take a stick, a beam, and you stick it into the ground. You stick it into the ground. For your eight yoitz, and you have a peg coming out on the top of it, a little eight, a piece of stick comes out on top. Now they tie his two hands, one on the other. And they would hang him up with his hands hanging up like this. His two hands would be tied together, and he would be hanging, his hands would be on top of the peg. That's where they would hang him. Tell him, Rabbi Yossi, no, HaKura Muta LaKaisel. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Kura will soon see they also buried the Kura. So it has to be fit to be buried right away. So therefore he held the stick cannot be stuck into the ground, because then before you bury it, you have to pick it up. That's too long. So therefore it was just hanging against the wall, the stick. HaKura, the beam. The beam, what? The beam. A lean, right. HaKaira Mutala Kaisel was only leaning against the wall. The Toilai Sai, yeah, the leaning. In other words, it was not stuck into the ground, it was just leaning against the wall. But right after the Tliya, you could right away take that pole and bury it also. Now, the Toilai Sai Kiderech Shatabochin Oisen. Same way a butcher takes the meat and hangs it up on the hook. They hung up this person also. But Umatir Oisen Miyad, right away they took him down. We'll soon see. They used to put him up right before Shkia, and they would take him down also right before Shkia. They just let him there for a little bit. The Yimlon, if they left him overnight, over all of Beloisa said, they're over alav. Shemana the Pasuk says, Loi solin nivlosoi alaitz. Do not let him hang on the tree. Ki kova tikvarenu. But rather there's a mitzvah kvura. There's a mitzvah to bury him. This is the sign of a mitzvah to be kova to bury somebody. Why? Ki kilat alihim toli. Because Hashem's curse is hanging. We'll soon see what the Mark explains. But it's not nice that he should be hanging there. Because everybody will look and see, you know why he's hanging? Because he cursed Hashem like it's an embarrassment to Hashem. So therefore we don't let him stay there too long. Kalayma, Mifnei Ma Zetoli. What's the reason why we hang him? Mifnei Sheberach Es Hashem, because he cursed Hashem. If so, the longer you let him stay there, everybody's going to talk about it. And they're going to stay over what he said. If so, but Nimtz Hashem Shemayim Mischalal, the shame of Hashem will be Mischalal, that's not nice. Therefore, we take him down as soon as possible. Omer Rabbi Neya, B'shoa Sha'odim Etztayir, Shechina Ma'aloshin Emeris. When a person is in pain here in this world, what does the Shechina say? What words does Hashem say at that time? So it says that, Kalani Miroshi, like my head is kal, is light, like I have, my head hurts me, and Kalani Mizrahi, my arms hurt me. Hashem also says like he has pains also. Now in Kaim, Hamokim Etztayir, Adamim Shom Rishoyim, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels bad, even Rishoyim, that they're killed, Shenishpat, that they're being killed, Kal V'choymo Adom and Shol Tzadikim. For sure, when a Tzadik dies, that for sure Hashem has Tzar, has pain also. V'loizu B'varom, not only over here, Elokol HaMalin Es Nesoy, Oiva B'loizu say. Not only by a person that receives Skila, and then we hang him, do we say you have to take him down the same day and bury him, but to Klal, any mace, anytime you have a mace, there's the need to bury him the same day, and do not let him stay overnight. You have the same love of Loi Solin. You're not supposed to let him stay overnight. You're supposed to bury him the same day. Elokol ha-malanis, when anybody leaves over his mace, is oivable, he's over this love. But, there's one exception, helinu l'chvoidoi, let's say you leave him over for his own cover, he dies in the afternoon, and you won't be able to make the hesped, the levaya, the same day. It won't be covered, Dick. Nobody will come. You want to wait till the next morning to make Levi tomorrow morning, that's Mutter. Halinu l'chvayde, if you leave him over in order to give cover to the mace, the mashal, l'havi l'yaron, you have to bring his coffin, the tachrichim, his clothing, then you're not over the lav of Loi Solin. You're doing it for his sake. Just if you couldn't make the Levi right now for no reason, you push it off for tomorrow, then there's a lav of Loi Solin. Now, v'loi hoyu karvin oisoy b'kfura savoysa. A person that received skila from Bezdin, he was not permissible to be buried in the place where he wanted to, by the base across where his father is. El rather shtei botei kvaros hayu misukarim lebezdin. Bezdin had their own special place in the cemetery. Achas lemehorgin lenechnokim. One place was a place for people that received either a chenek or an erig with some asayif. The achas leniskal lenulisrofim. The second place was people that received the misa of skila and sreifa. Those were more. There were misa chamura, and the first two were misa kala. But Nisachal Abosa, after the Bosa gets disintegrated, his body starts to rot away. Then, Malakhtin Esatzomis, then they have a right to collect the bones, whatever's left over. The Kurban Oisimim Kaimon, then they have a right to take him out of the special Kvaras, basic Kvaras, for the Mamusim, and bring him to the basic Kvaras, Shalav Oisa. Then it's permissible. Masmin, then he has already his Kaparim. Yeah. Rashi says the Sal Balam Rashi Nisachal Abosor Kfar Nischaper B'Misosoi U'B'Ziyunoi. Then he first has his complete kapara. After he's mevuzda, embarrassed of that, his body rotted away. Then Umalakten Esat So Meis Shekoyv Him B'Kvaras Avosif. Then you have the right to bury him B'Kvaras Avosif. Yeah. Now the Koyvin Boyin V'Shoyl B'Shalom Adiyonim. After Bezdin had somebody killed, the craven relatives like have to come and say to Bezdin, we have nothing against you. We understand why you did it. So they have to come and give shalom aleichem to the dayonim and over shalom ha'edim, and they also have to come and give shalom to the edim. Kolayma, they mean to say like this: Shein b'libeinu aleichem, we our hearts are not against you. She din emes dantem, that you for sure did a din emes here for lehoyu. Yeah. Therefore, the craven have to come now, like make like siddikah din.